on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. To my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for another edition of Spiritual Sessions, and this one is called The Great High Priest. We're going to be reading, coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse. But before I start, I want to let you know that was Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir singing Jesus is Real. I also want to say we're marching down. We only have a couple of more shows, less than five, everyone, before we hit the big 500. So stay tuned. Next week I will be telling you a little bit more about what we're planning to do to celebrate that milestone. And thank you all. You know, 13 years, 500 episodes, without the listeners, there would be no J-H-O-M. So this is also a milestone and a triumph for you, and I want you to enjoy and celebrate with us as we continue the Great Commission, as God has instructed us to do. Okay, let's get into the reading of the Word, because that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse. And it says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize what our weakness is. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus, the great high priest, what God is trying to make sure that we understand, one is Jesus understands us completely. Everything we struggle with, everything we're tempted with, everything we just have sorrow over, Jesus went through the same thing. He was tempted in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was tempted for his 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. He was tormented. He was hated. He was spit on. He was beaten. He was talked about. All those things that we experience that hurt us, he went through. So he can empathize wherever we don't feel strong, whatever weakness we feel, whatever part of our life, Jesus understands. He was tempted, but he did not sin. So he's the he's the perfect sacrifice, because the wages of sin is death, and he had to die to pay our wage debt. So we have to realize that it was just a beautiful gift that was given. Now it says, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence. We do not have to feel ashamed, condemned, or downhearted because we're not perfect. Because this is what this verse is talking about. Jesus knows that we're not perfect. He knows that we have weaknesses because he himself had to deal with those same weaknesses. So instead of us having shame and feeling condemned by God, he's saying go to the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that we're going to receive the mercy and find that grace to help us through the time of need. Because Jesus understands. We have to get that into our system. He understands everything we're going through. And once you realize that he not only understands that he was tempted himself in the same manners, he overcame it by the help of his Father. Now that allows us to be who we are, humans. Weak, imperfect, but we still can go boldly to God's throne. Boldly, because we are going to retain that faith we possess in our Lord and Savior Christ, because he's the great high priest. All right, everybody, I want you to think about that, marinate on it. I want you to pray about it, ask God for wisdom. He said, I'll give anyone wisdom who asks for it. And also pray to the Holy Spirit for understanding. You know, as he's given me the word, I'm praying for understanding. And hopefully you are receiving the interpretation the way God has intended it to be. We will come back and talk about this in a minute, but we're going to start with the show. First up on the mic is going to be, it has to be God's Grace is Sufficient by Society Hill Music, everyone. Here we go. Oh, Society Hill Music with God's Grace is Sufficient, everyone. Ooh, that really got me into the spirit. And actually, it talked about what we're reading in Hebrews 4, 14th verse to the 16th verse. Next up on the mic, we're going to play Help Me Understand by True Blue. Here we go.
Don't know what to do, bills past due, don't know what to do, I ain't got a clue, trying to keep my cool, Lord I need you, don't know what to do, got a wife that needs me, but it just ain't easy, Lord it don't take much, just to please me. A gas in forever, no saving account for rainy days and stormy weather. Even though I smile, it's been a while since I felt like the man. Lord, please help your child. Don't wanna lose what I got, but if you be a will, I'll be still and know that you're God. Even though it's hard, I won't give up. Keep my head up, even though I'm tired and I'm fed up. I still believe, that's why I'm praying on my knees, crying out, Lord, help me please.
A man needs to know who will shine the light for him when his way is dark. But when you turn to them, they turn their backs on him. This is all I can remember him saying.
DJ Payne. I'm not mad, I'm not complaining, I'm asking you, Lord, please make it stop raining. I know it make me stronger, don't know how much longer. I can take it, I can take it, I can make it. Greater is he in me, because he's in me. I can see, I can be okay.
A man needs to know who will shine the light for him. This is all I can remember him saying.
I know he's coming back one day, no more pain. Nothing will be the same. Be chilling in the presence of the King. He got everything that we need. He even owns the air we breathe. I must be anointed to say no, my tail. He want me so bad. He want my soul in hell. He wanna see me fail, wanna see me fall. He sit back and laugh, but the storm will pass, cause troubles don't last. God got what we need, we just gotta believe and just ask. Not understand why God do what he do, but we gotta trust him and believe that we will make it.
Yes, that was Help Me Understand by True Blue. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Great High Priest Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. And we're reading from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse. And it reads as so. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us through our time of need. We can go to God's throne with confidence because of the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior made when he died for the forgiveness of our sins. We have to remember that our sin debt is forgiven. So there's no reason for shame. There's no reason for guilt. There's no reason that feel you're not worthy. Because Jesus died to make sure that we all can confidently and boldly, with our faith that we possess, go to God's throne of grace and receive that grace and mercy we need, that we need, that we need, that we need to get us through these dark days in this world. So, thank you again, Jesus, for your ultimate sacrifice and the beautiful gift that you've given us when you sacrifice your life so we can be set free. Free from guilt, everyone. No condemnation. Come to God's throne. He's waiting for us. He's waiting. All right. It is time for the Sister Fucci Gospel House Mix for the week. And the purpose of the dance mixes and the dance breaks by myself and the resident DJ, DJ Shaheen, is to get up your feet, or to, if you can't get up and dance around like me, you snap your fingers, you tap your toes, you bob your head, you do whatever you need to do. But the purpose is to give God 15 minutes of praise and worship. He made us to praise and worship him. He loves when we praise and worship him. The other part of the purpose is to find the message that lies within the mix, because it's a ministry within itself. So everybody, get up, get ready to give God praise for whatever he has done good for you. Get up and let him know. All right, everybody, here's the Sister Fucci Gospel House Mix. Here we go.
Rise, 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 rise feeling safe from this world's curves. The ups and downs that I daily face mean nothing when I look upon your face. And thank you for the grace you provide for me. It's my rock, my security, and you're my refuge in a raging storm. I'm so glad to be reborn.
Yeah. peering to my face. There is no doubt you're gonna know your place. And when you see how very much I'm skilled, all of your fantasies will be fulfilled. Controlling all there is to be. Don't know if I should even set you free. Remember when you're down on bended knees, that is the time for DJ, you to worship me.
Yeah.
All right, that was the Sister Poochie Gospel House mix for the week. And we're going to keep rolling on with the praise. We're going to roll into DJ Shaheen's mix, everybody. Same rules apply. Get up and give God some praise.
You're in the mix with DJ Shaheen.
With our arms open wide, with lifted past everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. Let them know that's why you took the nail so we could have eternal life. If all God's children would get down on their knees and pray and give up all of those things that pull our hearts away, you will forgive all of our wrong and make us brand new again. But I won't make it, God, if you let go of my hand. That's why we need more. Yes, I'm searching for you. I'm looking for. Yes, I am. In your arms is where I feel. They're killing our babies in the streets. I call out for. I need just a little bit more of some. Just a mustard seed. I'm looking for you for. Grab our homes and our families. We just want to be. Can't you hear the trumpet sound? I think I hear.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaim.
See the light. Gap pulled over, see the brights. What you doing on the street at night? Wonder if they gonna read your rights. 13th Amendment, 3 strikes. Made a left when I should've made a right. Told God last time on life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. Told the devil when I see him on sight. I've been working for you my whole life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. I've been working for you my whole life. Nothing worse than a hypocrite. Change, he ain't really different. He ain't even try to get permission. Ask for advice and they dissed him. Said I'm finna do a gospel album. What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me, make it feel like nobody loved me. They'd be the first one to judge me, feeling like nobody loved me. Told people God was my mission. What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me, make it feel like nobody loved me. Make you feel alone in the dark, and you never see the light, man. You're never seeing home, man. You never see the domes. I can feel it when I write. Point of living in the right. If they only see the wrongs, never listen to the songs. Just to listen is a fight. But you whoop me for the fight. It's so hard to get along if they only see the slight from the love of religion. What are you being from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me. Make it seem like nobody loved me. I'm not trying to lead you to visas, but if I try to lead you to Jesus, we get called halfway believers. Only halfway read Ephesians. Only if they knew what I knew of. I was never new till I knew of true and living God, Yeshua, the true and living God.
Somebody pray for me.
Hands up, 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 hands up. Girl, somebody shot the sheriff. If it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. Church don't take no holidays. He said, I'll drive my anchor in the storm until your tears leave the wave. Don't want these trees looking for beef, cause I was in love with a poor play. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
All right. That was our very own DJ Shaheen with his gospel mix. Everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based port, known as Sister Poochie. And we're here for another spiritual session called Great High Priest. And we're reading from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hold your head up. Jesus died for your sins. God does not condemn you anymore. He does not hate you. He is not mad at you. He wants you to go through his Son and be redeemed back to him. He sent someone who knew exactly what we were going to go through, exactly how it feels to be on this earth and deal with the darkness. Jesus came. He understands, and he's able to help us through what he went through himself with the help of his Father. And that's what he's saying. Come to me, and I'll get you to the Father. All right, everybody. Ooh, the show is rolling down like it always does, but I have time for another couple more songs. Next up on the mic is going to be Break Free by Project Oasis, and here we go.
For sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment. Consequence, the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot him dead, give him bread and give him shed it on his head. You could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the rights, liberation.
That was Break Free by Project Oasis. And everybody, I want you to remember Hebrews 4th chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse. I will invite you to read the whole 4th chapter of Hebrews so you can get a deeper understanding of what our Savior is trying to convey to us. All right, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week. I'm out.
Come